The lead scientist for the Lasso Flare monitoring team, Professor Richard Robertson, said the determination of the alert level of the volcano is not confined solely to the activity at the volcano itself.
People need to understand that the alert level system for volcanoes, anywhere it is in the world really, is related first of all to what the volcano is doing. But it's also a guide for the authorities and for the people to respond to what the volcano is doing. So it has an element of it that is sometimes either explicitly stated or not, that with regards to what the authorities are doing. So even though the volcanic activity may be at a level where the scientists may think that, you know, it's not posing the danger has changed from, say, sort of a high level to a lower level, the change of the alert level in our context, in most contexts, is really determined by the government authorities, the people who are managing the crisis.
Professor Robertson said those involved in managing the recovery effort will have to consider a number of issues before arriving at a decision in relation to the alert level.
And they will have to consider issues to do with what the volcano is doing, but also issues to do with if you're going to allow people to move into areas which, because of the volcanic hazard, it might not be a problem, but because of other kinds of things that the volcano has done, you know, like the Prime Minister said, there might have been that the volcano has caused destruction of property so that services are not there and conditions are not such that people could live in that area. They might decide that they want to keep the alert level at a certain stage before they get to that stage.
And Professor Robertson noted that an assessment will have to be made of the hazards which can still pose a threat, although the volcanic activity is now at a very low level.
It's currently at a stage where the main dangers are associated with people visiting the volcano at the summit and along the way to the summit because they literally trail at the summit because of the conditions at the summit. That's one of the places that's the main danger. So it means that people on the low flank who might have occupied areas are not exposed to any direct danger. Except in that case, in the case of the people lower down the flank, and in villages like Sandy Bay and Fancy and places like that, where people live, the dangers to them is from Lahas. So in terms of managing the situation, in terms of looking at whether or not, you know, what your alert level means, if you move to yellow suggests that the area that people used to occupy on the volcano is now safe and okay for them to operate. It might be safe and okay for them to operate because of the volcano, from the volcanic hazard. But it might not be safe and okay for them to operate because of what the volcano has done, because the services are not there. So I think the change of the alert level is an administrative thing, something for the NEMO and the authorities to decide when it's changed.
Head of the Lasso Flare monitoring team, Professor Richard Robertson. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's Lasso Flare volcano update.